The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love the stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream and to do. We are Building America.
Joining us now, Gino Campone, founder and owner of, is it Mia Amelia, Gene?
It is, Mia Amelia.
Mia Amelia. It's authentic Italian foods, but explain what you do, because I got a box here, and I want to make sure I understand.
Okay, well, basically what we do is we import the best Italian food possible, and we want to provide that for all families across the country.
This stuff looks incredible. I mean, I can see the quality right here, even in the pasta. Handmade egg pasta. This one has white vinegar dressing, sweet and sour. It looks awesome. Oh, good balsamic. Oh, yeah. All imported, right?
Yeah, look at that.
All imported. And the thing is, when you go to buy olive oil today, extra virgin olive oil, sometimes you look, it says Italian on the label, but then you turn the back, it says, you know, other countries, Tunisia, Greece, etc. And I got a little frustrated in my life. I said, where's Italian olive oil? And when you go to your local grocer, it's actually hard to find these days.
Right. And in fact, food fraud is a real problem, too, where you go and you think you're getting Chilean sea bass and it's sheephead or something. Or you get olive oil is one of those things that you're often not getting actual real extra virgin olive oil. There's a lot of trickery they use on labels.
Very true. And that's one of the reasons, you know, my wife and I have visited Italy in the past. And when you're there, I don't know if you've ever been to Italy, but it's fantastic food.
Fresh. I love it.
Yeah, wholesome.
Very rich.
Exactly. And we wanted to bring back. You're a foodie?
Yeah, Lawrence B. Jones is with us today. He loves it as well. I love Italy. I've been there once. Right. I find it spectacular. I think it is one of the high watermarks when cuisines around the world. So I love your idea that it's good quality stuff.
And I don't know if you noticed, but Mia Amelia is named after my daughter, Emily. And because our family is very outgoing, you know, we're Italian-Slovak family, actually. So my dad was Italian, my mom Slovak, the best of both worlds as far as food goes. And so my daughter kind of has such an outgoing personality. And we thought, if when I'm thinking of this company, she came to mind. This is what I want to represent our company. I want this exuberance, this... we're bringing something fresh. We're bringing something exciting. We're bringing something that's positive.
So,
that's good.
Let me ask you something. So, I'm big into the sauces, but you know, it's really hard to find an authentic place in the Dallas area. I know for sure
that
makes
good
that good sauce. Do you have anything to send that actually, that, you know, there's a mix.
Quality and, sauce.
You know, the sauce to make it yourself.
So when we first started, you know, seeing what products we wanted to bring in, I thought, let me bring in the products I know will sell first, the ones that people are used to, comfortable with here. So we have a lot of products on the horizon, sauce being one of those products, because you're right, it is hard to find it now. Mostly, I'm from the Youngstown, Ohio area. So
I'm from Ashtabula, right up the road from you.
No kidding.
Oh, okay. Manny, I was just going to say there are parts in America, Youngstown, Cleveland, Detroit. You get the quality Italian food there.
Correct. So we don't really have a problem finding really good Italian food here. But around the country, I hear that all the time. I have a friend who lives in Tennessee. He said, "Yeah, boy, we need some stuff down here because we have nothing. I mean, there's no good Italian restaurants here." So we're trying to supply the rest of the country that doesn't have the benefit of, you know, like our area does.
Let me explain something, Lawrence. See, when you're from Youngstown, You go to get good. You just go down the road.
Are you serious?
You do. You Cleveland. You go. There's Little Italy. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm from Ashtabula. There's a bunch of Italian families there as well. So same thing. But Gino, what I love when I look at the ingredients on the stuff that you sent us. For example, the homemade egg pasta, wheat and eggs. Okay, that's the good stuff there. And even the white vinegar dressing, sweet and sour ingredients, concentrated white grape, white wine vinegar. There it is.
That's what I love about it.
Yep, simple and delicious. That's all you really need, and that's the true Italy right there. It's simple and delicious. And by the way, that white vinegar, sweet and sour, is our flagship product. That is, and I don't know if you've tasted it yet, but you have to taste it. It's absolutely amazing, and there's really nothing like it on the market today. So I encourage you guys to take a little sip.
Lawrence is going to try to open this up, and we'll taste it in just a second here. So Chris just told me that Glenn did receive a box. He sent him a box as well, and he's enjoying it quite a bit. So thank you so much. Really appreciate that. And we're going to try some of the pasta a little bit later here, too, so the crew can try.
Oh, it smells good.
Now, let me smell this. Okay, Gino, we're going to – ooh, wow. Oh, that's good. Hang on. Oh, man, that's good. Wow, and so this is
– that's so sweet and sour.
I can't even describe this. How would you describe this white wine vinegar dressing, sweet and sour? I can't even do it justice. There's no way. That is one of the best things I've had. That's going to be so good for all kinds of stuff. Salad is going to be great too.
It's not too much at all either.
And it has just a little bit of the grape too. I
taste
love
that grape.
That real grape. So, Gino, where I grew up in actually Geneva, Ohio, or Nashville County. There's a bunch of vineyards up there, and Ohio wines, you know, it's not as dry as, you know, Italy and some other places, but they do really well with the white wines and the sweeter stuff. And one of the brands with the Concord grapes up there and some of the others is some white wines you get that smell like grapes. They're a little sweeter than that, but it smells like grapes. And that strong grape smell and flavor is a part of this. That's really good.
And that's what you should be smelling, right? You don't want to open it up and, first of all, not have a good scent. That's going to turn you off immediately. So with all of our products, all of our olive oils, our balsamics, you first want to smell them because that's part of the whole, you know, sensory experience. You're going to smell it before you taste it. And then when you taste it, it makes it so much better.
Awesome stuff. So tell me a little bit about the business. How'd you get the idea? You told me how you got the idea, but how did you guys get started?
Well, my wife and I were actually sitting outside one day saying, what do we want to do that's, you know, something we love? And obviously we love Italian food.
Nice.
So that was just an idea that she finally approved of, you know. I don't know if when you first, are you guys married, by the way?
I am. Lawrence is not.
Okay. So, you know, when you have a good idea and you want to run it by your wife and you kind of hold your breath for a second to see if she's on board or not.
Because you know it's getting shot down.
So she had shot down some other ideas, and this one she was on board with. So, so we started that, and about a year and a half of tasting before we ordered anything. Went through the Italian Trade Commission and started to get producers sending us product, tasted, which was a lot of fun, by the way. And my family really enjoyed that, extended family too. And then from there, we picked what we felt were the best products. So we built a website around that, and now we're moving forward, trying to get into stores, pushing the retail. That's why I think this is such an awesome thing that you guys are doing for small business. I appreciate that.
And we truly are. I mean, we have given away, I mean, millions of dollars in advertising just because we really do want to help. I mean, that's Glenn's commitment to help people. This is who we are. By the way, side note, I just tried the balsamic vinegar.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing as well. It's the best balsamic I've had.
I'm telling you, I'm a big food critic. And so
I won't
feed you BS. And that is good. I love a good salad with a good dressing and that balsamic.
Awesome. So, Gino, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tweet out a link. It's at it's meamelia.com, right?
Correct.
And then it's at meameliafoods on Twitter?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll tweet out a link to those, and we're going to encourage everybody to go there and sample the stuff, try it. Our audience is they're great people. They love to help out. They love to try new things or whatever. They're gonna reach out and support you, I'm sure. But anything we could do in the future, please let me know. Keep us posted. We'll try to help you out down the road, and be as successful as you can.
Well, what I'd like to do for you and for all your listeners, if they go into our website and they put in DOC 15, for all of February, they'll get 15% off their first order.
Awesome. 15. So it's DOC 15, and I'll put that in the tweet as well. And then let us know in the future how you're doing. We'll try to help you out. What before we go, what advice do you give somebody else out there that's been trying to do something? They need an extra stream of income. They want to change careers. They have an idea for a business. I mean, after you break it to the wife, what do you do?
Well, I tell you what, I've had I have another small business that we've been running since 1999. We sell church good products to church, all kind of churches, anything the church needs. So we've been in a small business situation. I tell you, it's very difficult. And there are ups and downs, as you know. There's a lot of hardships that you're going to face. But if you stick with it, that's the key. And you have to believe in yourself. You have to have a good product. And you have to be willing to work hard. You have to be willing to work at night when other people are watching TV. You have to be willing to work during your weekends and do things at, you know, different hours of the day. But stick with it. That's my advice. Stick with it. Work hard. You'll be okay.
Awesome. Gino, thanks so much. And the next time in Northeastern Ohio, maybe we get together and we break bread.
Hey, that'd be awesome. And by the way, too, we do have corporate gifts that we're now have available. So that's something that we've heard. Actually, we've got a pushback to us that we could offer that. So any corporations that want that kind of a corporate gift, like we sent you, we can set that up for them. And all awesome. They have to do is give us a call.
Gino, thanks so much, buddy. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you both. Thank you.
MeAmelia.com at MeAmelia Foods. Awesome stuff. And I'm not kidding about the two products we just sampled there. Absolutely the best balsamic I've ever had, bar none.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.